Wow. Oh my gosh. Ah! You guys, all this hair. So now I'm gonna put on the winning pair of extensions because there is just no comparison or comparison. Wow, that was bad. Hey guys, thanks for coming to my channel and clicking on this video. I'm Margot Jordan, in case if you don't know how to pronounce my crazy name. And today I'm so happy to have you here because I'm actually gonna be sharing the difference and comparing the difference between two seamless clip-in hair extensions. Now, Maxful is a hair extension company, as is Full Shine. But my question today is, which one is better? That's right, I'm gonna be comparing Maxful with Full Shine. Now, these two clip-in hair extensions are competitors, and sometimes when you're doing your online shopping, you know, you're not there in the store to actually feel the texture of the hair and compare it. So that's why you pop onto YouTube and you talk to people like me. So I'm gonna unbox both of these and tell you the pros and cons, figure out which one is best and gets you more bang for your buck and the overall just better quality. So thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. So right out the gate, I will tell you, I am a package hoe. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I love good packaging. And so far, I have to say the winner on packaging is definitely Maxful. I love the sort of tropical Hawaiian box. It seems to be a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier. This one, the Full Shine, just seems to be a little bit cheaper. The fonts and the colors in here are a little bit faded. Let's see what's inside the box. It matters what's inside that counts. And so let's open these up. Here we go. So straight out the gate, Maxful has an awesome little brochure that shows you how to do all of this. There's step-by-step, you know, directions, and oh, they even give a WhatsApp number if you need to text them for some help. So that's really cool. I like that, Maxful, very cute. These are the extensions. They are in just a nice little Ziploc baggie. And let's pull them out. Ooh, oh, this is gonna match my hair so perfect, ah! I have a kind of difficult hair color because I have my natural hair as well as a couple highlights. It's really hard to find the right hair color, but this looks like it's gonna work. Oh yeah, yes! Okay, so these, oh, and they're so soft. So these are the Maxful clip-in hair extensions, and wow, they're really thick. Okay, I'm gonna open the Full Shine ones just so that I can do a side-by-side comparison. But so far, ooh, these are nice, super silky. So Full Shine also has a little keep in touch card, a little bit less intensive than or less detailed than the Maxful. Still good to have, you know, these little doodads put in. So I think Maxful, though, what I like about Maxful is that they literally have like pictures, like step by step how to do everything and for all kinds of hair. So I do like a little button case, that's good. Now let's pull them out. Now these are both human hair. The Maxful hair extensions that I got are the P6 T6/16 straight 20 incher. And the Full Shine hair that I got is the clip-in hair extension 20 inches as well. And their color is 4/24/4 pound or hashtag. So just so you know if you need a comparison or if your hair is similar to mine in color. So again, you could tell these are really similar, but one of them is going to be the winner. One of them is going to stand out above the rest, and I'm excited to share my thoughts. So the packaging on this one is kind of confusing. Ah, okay, I'll tell you this. What I don't like so far, I mean, if I had to tell you what I don't like, because that's what I'm here for. I don't like how it's packaged. All these little ties are getting all tangled. Yeah, oh yeah, this is a mess. Okay, it's really tangly. And you don't wanna have all tangled hair as soon as you get it, you know? Pause! These Full Shine ones, you know, they definitely are in the right color scheme as well, which is great. So let's pull up the side by side. Okay, now this is interesting. When I take the Max Full hair extensions, right? And I go like this. This is the very top. So we see how nice and thick it is at the top. And then if you go all the way down to the bottom, that's still a lot of hair. Some hair extension companies, they start off thick, and then as you get to the end, there's nothing left. It like whittles out. Let's compare the Full Shine now. So Full Shine already is thinner. Okay, so the ends are a lot thinner. So although it's nice and soft too, it thins out toward the bottom. So if you want hair extensions that are full all the way down, I would say Max Full is the way to go for sure. It's hard to tell when they're like just like this because they kind of flare out. But when you do put them side by side, the Max Full ones are definitely fuller toward the bottom. Okay, Max Full so far is winning. Okay, this next tidbit is kind of interesting. These are the Max Full hair extensions. And the thing is that you're getting 7 pieces to put in your hair and 110 grams. Now with the Full Shine, you're getting 8 pieces and only 100 grams. So therefore that right there shows you that you're getting more hair, and not only are you getting more hair, but you're actually getting thicker, more hair in each weft. This is the Max Full Hair Weft. Not only is it super seamless, look how thin it is. It's so thin on the seam, but you're getting a lot of hair in each weft. Like that's great. Like it goes all the way across. So yay! Let's compare it to Full Shine, shall we? Okay, so now this is Full Shine's 4-clip, and kind of tangly. It's not, like, look at that. It's not, it's kind of like getting stuck. It's the way that it's woven, can you see that? The way that it's woven, see right there, there's like a bubble, or like a little bit of a bubble there. So quality wise, I don't like that it's bubbling. Like it is seamless, but it's not smooth going all the way across. You see that bubble right there? And now as for thickness, it's definitely a little bit finer. The hair isn't falling straight down. Like here it falls straight down, but like here, it's not falling straight down. So there's not really much of a comparison. It's super, like look how see-through, not as see-through. Huh. Yeah, this Max Full definitely has more fullness per each weft. So that's important. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I mean, I have, I am such a researcher when it comes to everything that I buy, especially when you're getting something that's a little bit pricier, like hair extensions. You gotta do your research. You gotta know what you're paying for. And it's important to know, like, what is giving you more bang for your buck, because money does not come easy, especially now. There's so many people that are out of work and struggling with all of this pandemic stuff, and I think that you are doing yourself a good little favor by looking into this and seeing which one's better. Bingo! This one, the Max Full, has a claw clip. The Full Shine has a traditional clip. The traditional clips will generally pull on your hair, especially when you clip them in, like the Full Shine has, whereas the Max Full has a claw clip, so it's really not going to tug on your hair as much, which is really cool. Yeah, this claw snap clip is the way to go. Max Full. Now the Max Full seamless clip-in extensions are made with a silicone weft base, which means that they are going to fit seamlessly right on top of the head. Again, I can't stress enough how super thin the actual weft is itself. The hair though is way thick, so I don't know how they do it, but they do. So these ones will be, I think, easier to conceal with minimal bumps and shedding, whereas these traditional clip-in hair extensions, which are just a little bit more dated, are gonna add, especially with the way that they have these clips, they're so thick, It's gonna definitely leave some bumps. So I am not about to show off. I mean, I am proud to have clip-in hair extensions, but I do not want them to be visible. It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, it's not totally embarrassing, but it is. Let's just be real. These traditional full shine ones with the traditional clip is not ideal. Like, look at how much, there's just so much going on here. Whereas the full shine claw snapping clip is, it just pops open and really squeezes shut, and it's just better quality and a lot thinner. So that is huge. Just check out that silk base. Oh, okay. Max Full, yet again, wins the category of which is the most seamless and best to clip in the hair. Something else to note is the Max Full hair extensions that I have right here are made with Remy human hair, real Remy human hair. And they are, you know, super soft and silky and high quality all the way to the ends. Like, this is a fresh cut. That, can you tell? That is a fresh cut. And you can tell it's not somebody's split ends hanging at the bottom here. You know, some people grow their hair long and they cut it, they donate it, they sell it, however you wanna go about it. And this is a nice thick chop. Whereas these ones by Full Shine, these are just made of human hair, not the Remy part, and they're definitely not as silky smooth. I think that that adds a big thing. And on top of that, you can see, you know, they did cut the bottoms, but look how thin the bottoms are, a lot thinner, and they lose their volume. And I don't like that. I mean, like I said, they're both good, but you really, I have to say, Max Full is really coming out on top so far. Remy human hair for the Max Full, just 100% human hair for the Full Shine. I mean, they're not kidding with their name, Max Full. It is as thick up top as it is down here. So that's a plus. Also, look at how nice and fine-tuned Max Full has made their extensions all the way to the end. So this means that they will fit your head nicely and make it a lot more invisible as you put it across your crown. Yeah, the Max Full ones are definitely more invisible than the Full Shine, hands down. I mean, the seamlessness all the way to the end is night and day. And Full Shine has the actual extension hanging over the top. I don't know, I mean, I don't trust that these aren't gonna bunch up and stick out. That would be kind of awkward. When you first pull them out, you're like, oh yeah, it's the same. It's not the same. It is not the same. Max Full is definitely hands down the better product. And I've compared it on so many different levels. So it's one on every category. And another thing to note, more clips, more extension pieces does not translate to more hair. Clearly you have 10 extra grams with Max Full and only 7 clips, which means you're gonna have more hair and less clips on your head, whereas the Full Shine hair extensions, you got all these clips on your head and you're not even getting as much hair. So big difference there. And finally, let's talk about the price. So we had the Full Shine hair extensions, which by the way, came in 3 days later than the Max Full hair extensions, which I ordered on the same day, on the same time, in the same order. So Max Full came in sooner. I don't know if that matters or if that's the same thing across the board for everyone, but Max Full shipped them out immediately, whereas Full Shine, I had to wait a little bit more. Now the Full Shine clip-in hair extensions were $99.99. So Full Shine was $100 for their 8-piece 100 gram clip-in extensions. These bad boys right here. Whereas the Max Full, wait for it, was $90.85. So $10 less. And for $10 less, you're getting an extra 10 grams of hair, because remember, they have 110 grams of real Remy human hair. And this is Remy human hair. This is just human hair. So that Remy part is important. It's just a better quality. It's silkier. It's more vetted, and it came in faster. So, and Maxful, every so often I have seen them do like this little coupon on Amazon, and you can get a percentage off, which is really cool. Cheers to a discount. Yeah, thanks Maxful. Okay, so if you made it to the end of this video, I'm gonna summarize it for you, all the different points that I made. First and foremost, Maxful is the winner by far. Let's just talk about the packaging. Great packaging, lots of colorful how-tos, step-by-step guide of how to put them on, how to take care of them, with pictures and everything, which is awesome. It also came in faster than the Full Shine when I ordered them on the same day and time. So that's also really cool. Next thing, Maxful is fuller. The hair is thicker all the way to the bottom, whereas the Full Shine cuts off and definitely gets thinner as you get to the bottom. So fullness is important, and Maxful wins there again. When it comes to each weft on the Maxful is actually thicker with hair than the Full Shine. Now don't get that confused by thinking that the Maxful means that it's gonna be easier to spot on your hair because it's thicker. It actually has more hair compressed even better than the Full Shine. The next thing is the Maxful is easier to conceal. There's no bumps, there's no shedding. I love the way that the clips are. It's like a claw snap clip, which means it's not gonna pull and tug on your hair, whereas the Full Shine hair extensions have the traditional weft clip, and that's gonna tug on your hair a little bit more and make it bumpier and also make the hair kind of bunch up. So definitely Maxful is winning on that department. Oh, there's so many things. Maxful is real Remy human hair, whereas Full Shine is just 100% human hair. So the Remy adds that extra silky, full, thick, just higher quality hair. And again, they were 10 bucks less, so that's crazy. So now I'm gonna put on the winning pair of extensions because there is just no comparison or comparison. Wow, that was bad. I'm sorry, Full Shine. Like I said, you know, it's a good product, and I know that everybody works really hard to get good quality products out there. But again, if you are gonna invest in hair extensions, you wanna go for the one that is better. And this one just, it stands out way more than the other one and wins in every category. So, and not only that, it's cost effective. So let's put them in. Wow, that is right up against my head. These are super slim. Okay, wow, I'm impressed. Oh, I didn't even mention also, these were just like highlighted all the way down, whereas the Maxful does an ombre balayage all the way down. So that's actually great because when your hair's roots are growing out, you have the darker hair on the top, like by where the weft is, and it gets lighter as you go down. So also great, yeah. Wow, these are so seamless. That's crazy. Okay. These might actually be my favorite extensions out of all the ones that I've tried. That's a big deal. These ain't going nowhere. They're not going anywhere. Honestly, there's so much hair, I don't even need to use all of these. Wow. Oh my gosh. Ah! You guys. Okay. I still have two more left over. I don't even think that I need them. Honestly, I have it's so thick that I don't even think I need anymore. I actually can like conserve these and even extend the life of these extensions anyway, even though they do last a long time. Look at this. Wow. Wow. You can't even tell where the extensions are. You saw how many clips I put in. I put in a lot of clips and it is so thick all the way to the bottom. It matches my hair perfectly. I don't even know where my actual hair starts. Like, is this my hair? Is this, whose hair is this? I can't even tell. I can't tell what's mine and what's theirs. And like, that's a big deal because I take really good care of my hair. So my hair is like super silky naturally. Knock on wood, I mean, I do have all the products and stuff. These extensions fit right in with the existing hair. This is crazy. Honestly, every brand that I've tried, the hair is like always just like a little bit off on color. And this is spot on, spot on. All right, let's do a little 360. All this hair. Can you tell? Wow. Ah, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. There's so much hair. Maxwell. Wow. Look at this mane. You cannot even tell where the hair starts and ends with the extensions. Do not see them at all. You guys, this is good. This is really good. Look at how thick. It's like massive. I'm very excited. I am gonna wear these for Christmas, for New Year's Eve, and for all my other videos, because now that I'm used to having all this hair on my head and it actually blends and it's seamless, yeah, this is nuts. Very cool. This is great. I'm so happy. Ah! Okay, winner, chicken dinner. It's like a dang horse's mane on my head. And it's thick all the way down to the bottom. Like, you know how you do a braid and your hair usually gets thinner towards the bottom? It's so thick. Okay, y'all, so that does it for today's review comparison video. And I think that you guys should definitely treat yourself. So if you want to get some, go onto Amazon or onto their website. It's really easy to purchase. And yeah, I hope you all have the best holiday season, and I love you. So, and I love these. Yay! Yes for hair. Okay.